Good morning. Welcome to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Magna Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And a quarter past the hour, we're going to bring back on Wayne Thorpe from AAII, and he heads up their quantitative screening program, something I'm proud to be part of, proud to be included in it, and their website, AAII.com, is the landing site for, I think, America's currently largest individual investor group, and it's all about education. It's all about following not only Magnet, but I believe there's 75 different screens that are being followed, each one of them unique to its own way, because remember, in the market, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. What looks good to me might not look good to everybody, and this is the whole point of, I think, having an edge, using an edge, developing it over time. And I want to kind of share just to where we actually stand, and I always talk about a multiple analysis. The first thing you have to ask yourself, is it even safe? It is even safe to be in the water right now. Is it safe to be out there golfing? If I have the best golf game in the world and it is thundering and lightning out, I probably don't belong on the course. No, I definitely don't belong on the course. I belong somewhere else, tuning up another part, maybe even just getting some exercise, or maybe stepping away from the game for a minute. Well, it's the same way, and I've shared this in my newsletter through Forbes, the newsletter I created last year. Basically, it's about two very simple things. If you want to know if it's going to be thunder and lightning, what do? Well, you could turn on the weather, but you could actually just look out and look up in the sky. And if it's like it is right now in north central Jersey without a cloud in the sky, chances of me being hit by lightning today are basically zero. I'd like to go out and I'd like to put my game on. In the stock market, it's very simple. There's two major things to look at and know it's not the front page of the newspaper. It's not CNBC either. It's two things. Is there more stocks going up or going down? That's called the advanced decline line. By the way, the advanced decline line is the strongest it's been in a couple of years right now. The second question you want to ask, and these are called the internals of the market. The second question you want to ask yourself is very simple. How many stocks are hitting lows, 52-week low prices? How many stocks are hitting 52-week highs? Whenever you get to a point that number people estimate around 40 new lows, says there's some distribution, some heavy selling. Forget about the quality of the company, just the absolute number. How many stocks are making new lows? How many stocks are making new highs? That's the second level you want to ask yourself. And the answer today, there are a couple hundred stocks that made new highs yesterday. And by the way, the consumers tapped out, we hear, but most of the new highs were in retail, a lot of restaurants, a lot of car, a lot of, you know, great names, actually. Energy, finance, software, real estate, apparel, medical, business services, these are the areas where the new highs are showing up. In all three markets, that means the New York, the Nasdaq, and the Amex market yesterday, there was a total of 10 new lows, and I can share with you those companies hitting new lows basically have no business. And in any society, you can go to the wealthiest, you can go to the best school in America, the best school in the world, you're going to find a couple of kids in there that aren't holding their weight. If you find a couple kids in a school of 8,000 and two of them fail, chances are there's nothing wrong with the school. There's something wrong with the kids, okay? So once you know it's safe, then there's a very simple question, what should I buy? Now, I want to share, I watched CNBC. I actually turned the sound up because someone came on today that I respect a lot. His name is Ron Barron. I'm going to see if I can get Ron on our radio show soon. Well, Ron is one of the guys managing billions, one of the guys who's been around since the 70s, and one of the guys, by the way, who's willing to walk alone and not necessarily be in a crowd. And when they asked him what he's doing right now, he has said very simply, it's time. You don't want to own any bonds. You probably don't want to own any gold. Not sure he's right about that. But basically he's saying is that in his lifetime, there has never been a time when stocks, U.S. stocks, have been cheaper. There's no time that they've been a better asset class. And this is based on an analysis of the big 500 companies, the big S&P, basically asking what kind of cash is sitting on the sidelines in corporations, what do their earnings look like, what does the headwinds look like, and what do the tailwinds look like. And so his point was when he got in the business, interest rates were 15%. It is always a reason not to invest. And what he pointed out, and I've said this over and over again, and that's why I was so happy to hear him say this, everyone continues to talk about Greece, and Greece is the size, economically, of Delaware. And so if we heard that Delaware was having a hard time, I don't think there's cause for a global sell-off in the stock market, or if Delaware had a budget surplus, that people should be plowing into all stocks anyway. So the whole thing is what he reminds everybody is there's always something to worry about, and right now it seems like people are worried about their own shadow. They're worried about the sky falling down. It probably has a lot to do with the 24-hour media. It has to do with the fact that when I write a note to CNBC and I tell them why I'm bullish, they say, thanks, Jordan, we'll get back to you. And if I write them a note that I think the market wants to correct, they'll have me on that afternoon. They want to share bad news. They want to scare people. They want to keep you afraid. But going back to the whole point is if you can get past the emotion, and that's the whole premise between the AAII screening, meaning no emotions. I hate to say it, but not even any real thoughts involved. I have no idea personally if Obama gets reelected, if he reappoints Bernanke, nor, frankly, do I care. I certainly care who wins the election. I kind of hope we get somebody new in the office. That shouldn't surprise you. I would love to see a much more of a market that is not really harassed by a president who's constantly creating class warfare, but that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is if you spent the last 25 years studying what makes a great stock like I have, if you spent the time to basically try and talk with every great money manager, every great newsletter writer, every great portfolio manager, read their book, try to get in their head and find out what makes them different. What clearly does make a difference is isolating the very few, the very rare companies that rank up highly on all factors of growth, value, and momentum. And people say to me, Jordan, that sounds ridiculous. How many stocks can do that? Well, how many stocks do you want to own? And the thing is, you could own 500 in the S&P, and you can go and pay no attention and let S&P rebalance them. And frankly, that's not a bad idea. The S&P will systematically eliminate companies that are faltering, and companies that are in industries that are getting smaller, and then they add companies that are new and emerging, doing something new, creating earnings momentum. This is how I could tell you in the future, the one thing I know for sure is many years from now, the S&P's earnings will be significantly higher. because there'll be the S&P will consist of companies you've never heard of quite yet, but that are doing really well. They weed them out. They don't. If by the way, if individuals didn't do what the Dow Jones and the S&P does, think about this. If the Dow Jones didn't change their portfolio construction, they would actually be 18 railroad stocks in the Dow Jones right now, and the Dow Jones would be trading around 100. Well, they didn't do that. They took a different approach. They reward the winners. They reward the emerging. That doesn't mean everything will continue to emerge, though. That's why you need to go in and cold-bloodedly run some statistics and ask yourself the question, are the companies I'm invested in, are they raising revenue? Is revenue increasing? Are profit margins increasing? If the answer to both of those are yes, you have the beginning of what may be a magnet stock. Now, if you go through 17 more hurdles and you can answer yes to every one of those questions, well, now you end up with a very elite list of the best possible stocks that are out there. They all don't go up. They all don't make you money. And yes, all stocks, in my opinion, are risky. So you need to watch them carefully. You need to monitor them carefully. But that's what quantitative investing is about. And I believe very humbly we're going to continue to work with our screens. We're going to take one more step. And we've already done it, and I've shared it with you, where we're beginning to add forensic accounting and corporate governance to kind of build on Magnet, because what we do know is way too many companies engineer their earnings, and I'm saying that politely. I've talked on TV over and over about manipulation of earnings. Let's just say they could legally engineer them, and I would rather be with companies with less footnotes, companies with less red flags on them, and simply the ones that are continuing to sell more, raise prices, innovate, retain employees, and attract institutional money. All I really want to have is the best stocks in my portfolio. And very similar, I'll share it again, like running a sports team. Unfortunately, Mickey Mantle is no longer even alive. Names like, you name them, Willie Mays, great probably to have a cup of coffee with, probably not somebody you want to put in center field as you start the next season come springtime. That's really what it's about. It's about being willing to find the new names, find the new trend, play that trend until the end, and continue to do that not only every month, but do it with complete discipline and not get emotionally attached to what you think should happen or what you hope happens, because frankly, the market couldn't care less what you hope for. The market does what it wants to do. It rewards the great companies. And by the way, Eastman Kodak had its day. There's no bid on Eastman Kodak. So what I want to do is I want to look to go to break here. We're going to look to bring on Wayne Thorpe, who not only runs a magnet screen over at AAII, but has 75 different screens, helps individuals not to recommend the stock of the day, but to find a discipline that works, a style that works for you, and a methodology of being successful long-term. And that's really what it is. It's not buy and hold. It's not day trading. And it's not even, I'm not telling you what to do. We just need to find a way where you can get out of a sub 1% money market and realize the sky is not falling down. Let's take a quick break here. We're going to bring on Wayne Thorpe right after the break. It's Magnet Investing on Voice America Business. We'll be right back.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen. Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. Are you tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Magna Investing. And as a special treat, we're bringing back on Wayne Thorpe, and Wayne's been with us before. He heads up the quantitative screening over at AAII, that's the American Association of Individual Investors, what I consider is one of the best values for the education side and helping people become better investors. And Wayne, thanks so much for joining us again. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you, Jordan. It's a pleasure to be back.
Alrighty. Well, Wayne, let's do something. We started talking before the break, and I shared with you what I thought a great value AAII is. I want to remind everybody I'm not a paid spokesman, and I think the $29 fee is little enough. There's no room to share that with anybody. What I'd love you to do is talk about maybe the mission of AAII, the benefits that the folks receive, and then maybe your special role within the organization.
Okay, well, AAII has been around for over 30 years, and it was founded back in the 1970s with the mission of providing unbiased investor education and resources to the individual investors. When we started out back in the 70s, investment information really was controlled by institutions, and they were doing a very good job of shutting out the little guy, the individual investor, and our founder, Jim Clunan, who himself was a college professor, seized on that and realized that there weren't a lot of unbiased resources out there for individual investors, started AAII, and over the years we've grown to about 160,000 members who come to us, again, for that unbiased investor education to help them become better managers of their own money.
Right, and so don't leave that. I want you to just go over one more point about the not only the importance of unbiased information, but what I always talk about, unemotional kind of approach to the market, and that's something that you're doing with the quantitative screening. I want you to share that.
That's correct. We track over 60 different stock screening methodologies that, as a member, you have access to at our website, and we cover periodically in our flagship AAII journal. They cover a variety of different investment strategies, value-based, a blend value growth, price momentum, earnings estimates, and then shifting over to more pure growth and momentum. So basically there we probably have a stock strategy that fits almost every single investment philosophy that you're looking for out there. Obviously it's not a cookie cutter system where there one sort of a one size fits all as far as investment methodologies go for the individual investor, but we track again over 60 different methodologies. And really, I mean, stock screening, and again that is one of the things that I focus on here at the association, and stock screening is basically applying a set of quantitative filters to a stock database that then will filter out, there's almost 10,000 stocks traded on U.S. exchanges alone. So for the individual investor looking to invest in individual stocks, there are a lot of options out there. And
right.
through stock screening, you can apply a set of quantitative filters to that database, filter out hopefully the vast majority, and maybe end up with a list of candidates of maybe 15, 20, 24, 25 companies that all meet these base set of criteria. That doesn't mean that these are good investments, that the price will go up, but you've cut through a lot of the noise in the market and focused on a small subset of companies that all have the same set of criteria that then you can go forth and do some additional analysis on. But as you touched on, as far as removing emotions, that is one key benefit to stock screening, is that you know that you are just focusing on stocks that are meeting these base set of criteria. So you aren't, if you commit to a methodology, you're not sort of just doing a hunt and peck or jumping ship if you aren't quite sure whether or not a stock is really up to snuff or not. You filter through and you eliminate a lot of the emotions by allowing yourself to focus strictly on those companies that meet these base set of criteria.
Right. And let me just try, wait to make that just, you know, crystal clear. I mean, one indicator could be what is the revenue growth of a company. You turn out, you say, well, just screen out companies with less than 10% revenue growth year over year. You go down from that enormous number of names to just, you know, several hundred or a thousand at that point. You could add another screen. And again, your point is well taken. That doesn't mean that these stocks our recommendations, it means it gives you a little bit more of a fertile ground of maybe where you want to study more, where you want to look a little bit further.
Exactly, and as far as what a quantitative filter is, and that's a good point that you mentioned, is, yeah, looking for stocks that have a minimum sales growth over either 12-month, 5-year on a compounded basis, earnings growth. They might have set base valuations, might be looking for stocks that have a P.E. ratio that's less than their industry median. You can look at a variety of ratios, price strength, and things of that nature. So that's what you're looking for, and that is what stock screening does entail.
Right, and so there's one other thing I think that's really kind of neat, and it's not spoken of enough. I want to kind of share this, is that if you use a stock screening methodology, the stocks that kind of get over all those hurdles and end up in this small selectable group, it doesn't mean anything about politics. It doesn't mean anything about what you think of the future for interest rates. It just isolates the what is as opposed to what you think will be. And I think that part of what I'm bringing up here is that this is not for example, what people think will happen in 3 or 5 years. It's kind of a medical exam or diagnostic, putting your finger on the pulse of a company and asking it, how is it at this moment? And that's the way I think of it. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, very much so. It's a snapshot, and these snapshots will change over time. But, yeah, I mean, you run a screen now. Most of the screens that we do track are based on using filters that historically through real life experience, through academic research, have shown that are good at coming up with investments that over the long term will do perform well. But yeah, again, there's no guarantee of future performance, and the markets move in cycles, companies move in cycles too. And again, it's a snapshot to say, okay, at this point in time, these companies meet these base set of criteria.
Right. And so the other thing I want to bring up here is, and this is from my own experience, this is through my history of working with individuals, when you use these screens, sometimes names appear that aren't household names yet. And people say, well, look, I really want to invest in something I know really well and I feel really comfortable in, but sometimes stock screens will find things, say, before mainstream finds them, and the ability to feel comfortable in a new name doesn't really fit with anybody, and that's also why I think, Wayne, you're pointing out, you're not suggesting anyone use a certain style, you're simply suggesting that people have an opportunity to filter out from a set of names that's just too big to really have any analysis on into a smaller group that you may feel comfortable because of the qualities of the companies. Maybe it's low debt, or maybe it's high revenue growth. But again, what I'd love you to do before we go to break, and I'm going to ask you before I ask this, can you stick with us through one commercial set for one more segment?
Oh, most definitely. My pleasure.
Okay. So here's what I want to do here first. The website is so easy. It's AAII.com. But in addition to the screens online, share some of the services, the local meetings, and what else people get for being a member for only $29 a year.
Well, as a member, you get 12 issues of our flagship AAI journal, which covers a variety of different investment topics, individual stock investing, mutual fund investing, issues of personal finance. We interview some of the best top money managers in the country to give our readers an insight into what sort of the big names are looking for when they're choosing stocks. Mm-hmm. So you get 12 issues of the journal. You get access to our website that you mentioned beyond the stock screens. You get access to archives of articles written back almost over 10 years at this point in time. And then, yeah, another benefit is our local chapter network, which we have about 30 or 40 local chapters spread around the country. It's a grassroots effort run by volunteers where they will bring in their own speakers. That, again, a focus on education. We always stipulate we don't want speakers who are trying to sell a product. We want to educate people, and it's a way for people to come in and meet like-minded individuals who are interested in investing at the same point in time, learn about it as well.
Right, perfect. And again, I think it's one of the more valuable services, and I love the fact that you're not trying to give a stock of the day on the website. It's a whole different approach towards education. We're with Wayne Thorpe from AAII. It's the American Association of Individual Investors. Wayne, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back, and we'll talk some more right after this.
Markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel, and we're talking again with Wayne Thorpe from the American Association of Individual Investors. And Wayne, so, you know, you're heading up the quantitative screening group, which you know is close to my heart. It's something that when I started screening, there was very few screens and very few people even believed you can combine value growth and momentum. But rather than only talking about what works, what I'd love you to kind of talk about is all the years of experience with AAII, what are some of the biggest mistakes individual investors make, and maybe we'll help them avoid some of them.
Well, honestly, I think probably one of the biggest mistakes that investors make is basically sort of chasing that next hot stock, which is, I really think, where stock screening really becomes a benefit, is because I've been with the association, it'll be 15 years, April 1st, I've been with AAII, and I think the biggest mistake members make is they are oftentimes too quick to jump ship on a stock. They buy a stock for hopefully all the right reasons, strong fundamentals, strong growth, and everything like that. But then as soon as they buy it, they become strictly obsessed with price. And We all definitely all want to make money in stocks, but stocks aren't going to go up all the time. And there are times when you perhaps do need to be out of the market, but at the same point in time, just because a stock is down doesn't mean it's time to get out. And that's the biggest thing, is I think people have the best of intentions when they buy a stock, because again, they're looking at strong fundamentals and whatnot, but they sell oftentimes for all the wrong reasons, or they become emotionally attached to a stock, and even when all the signals are there that it is time for them to sell, they don't. So I think probably the biggest mistake that a lot of investors make is they either don't sell or they sell for all the wrong reasons.
Right. And you know, when I'm listening to you, both of those are examples of investing emotionally. And let me throw out a thought to you that I believe in, you know, which I say that, first of all, if you're investing in smaller companies, I liken them to sometimes children that fall down. And, it, you know, when they fall down, it doesn't mean you get rid of them. You find out why they fell down. Maybe it's an opportunity for a small company to load up on something while it's down. But the other side of it is this issue of, I try to pretend that I'm managing a sports team. And I want to stick with an athlete. Maybe, you know, an 0-for-4 day in a baseball game doesn't mean you trade them. But like you say, you could also stay with somebody after they lost their bat speed for 2 and 3 years. That's another mistake. But I think if you think about having a team of whether it's 15, 12, or 20, or 40, and manage them like that, you can actually stick with a company for many, many, many years. And then when the numbers say so, then it's time to walk away. Have you ever heard that described like that?
I mean, in a somewhat different way, but yeah, I mean, it comes down to, A, the team approach is talking about diversification, is that, you might have a guy that goes 0-for-4 one day, or goes has that slump to start the season, but hopefully you've got your other players that are sort of picking up the slack. Mm-hmm. That's the perfect analogy for diversification, and that's why diversification is so important, because, yeah, you might have a stock that might be down 15-20% in a given month, but if the market is up, hopefully you've got other stocks are going to sort of average that out. So it's the focus on diversification. But then just because a stock is having a bit of a slump doesn't necessarily mean that you sell it. And again, you have to look at why you bought the stock in the first place. If you bought it because they've experienced a good history of earnings growth, sales growth, they have a strong balance sheet, whatnot. If those fundamentals have stayed the same, then there's really no reason for you to get rid of it. Now, if you start to seeing that they've are starting to take on a debt load that's unmanageable.
Mm-hmm.
There's a severe slowdown in earnings and sales that might not necessarily be cyclical, but is pointing towards a long-term downtrend. Then it's definitely time for you to reevaluate that stock and see if there are better opportunities out there.
Right. And you're bringing something else that's in the back of my first book, Magnet Investing, which is the Gerald Loeb ruling reason for buying a stock. And I want to kind of combine that with another thing of people who, you know, kind of have their legends in their own mind or they have a distorted view of history. And I talk about taking all your trades for the year, putting them in two piles, winners and losers, and try to figure out what is different between them. It just goes back to the know who you are and that feedback I think that you can get from being in the groups that are locally where you know, you don't have to be by yourself, but you can actually compare and share. But that ruling reason and studying yourself to figure out what's working and not working, does that make sense to you as well?
Oh, very much, and actually that's one of the things I talk about when I speak to several of our local chapters each year, and that's one of the first things I talk about when people are trying to decide how to invest is there's a very real and important self-evaluation process that you really should go through even before you make that very first trade.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to decide your expertise. I mean, do you have the tools to actually be even analyzing individual stocks? Which is one of the reasons why I think mutual funds are so important, popular, is because a lot of people just realize that they don't have the analytical set to be analyzing and investing in individual stocks. So you have to look at your skill set as far as that goes. You have to look at your time horizon. Do you have the time to commit to be tracking individual stocks
mm-hmm.
on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, and whatnot? So yeah, there's definitely, you have to look yourself long and hard in the mirror to decide what type of investor you are, your risk tolerances before you even make that first investment.
Right. No, I think that's a great point, and the time and effort involved is the thing that actually, you know, one of the few things, again, that annoys me, Wayne, is when I hear a trading program say in only 10 minutes you too can be an expert, and kind of minimize the time required, the emotional struggle once you have real money, working in the market. And the fact is that I also, in my new book, I advocate if you don't have the time, there's probably nothing wrong with an average return over time as opposed to sitting in the money market and kind of waiting for the sky to clear.
Oh, most definitely. And equally, probably even more important, is trying to make those individual investment decisions and doing horribly and earning less than what you'd be making if you were sitting in a money market.
Right. And you know, losses are hard to make up for. And I read your articles. I go on the website. Tell me some more. Maybe share something one of the unique things that you have by your trade, by who you are at AAII. You actually see what's working, and you can kind of maybe aggregate it to whether it's value that's working, or it's momentum that's working, or if it's a package. Are you noticing anything among the individuals you're tracking?
Well, I mean, and this is because I focus more on the long term. It's very hard to discern sort of trends on a year to year basis. But I mean, looking at since I've been here for the last 15 years. It might not be sexy, but value is really where it's at. And obviously there are periods when value is going to be outperformed by growth. But over the long term, finding good quality companies that are perhaps trading at a discount, it's a lot of people are sort of attracted by growth and price momentum because that's sexy, but I'd rather be rich than sexy, I guess.
Well, you know, I think your point is so good, and the guys who have the value approach long term don't get that blow up. I think you talked very early when you came on about the folks chasing the hottest stock that's out there without any regard to valuation, and we know those are the stocks when there's an earnings disappointment, when one wheel falls off, instead of what seems like a flat tire where you pull over to the side of the road, they seem to roll and roll and roll and destroy everyone that's in them.
They go off the cliff.
Right.
Yeah, and you had touched on this a little bit earlier, I think, in the before the commercial break, as far as some people are scared off by the stocks that aren't the name brand. And it's a perfect example of where investing in these companies that haven't captured the imagination of Wall Street in general. We track a variety of model portfolios here at the association, and one of them is our model shadow stock portfolio, mm-hmm. which is actually a micro-cap value portfolio. So these are very small stocks, probably don't have much of an analyst following, if any, and the academic research out there shows that it's these companies that you're more apt to find mispricings that you can benefit from as an individual investor, because these are too small for institutional investors to put any money in them at all. And over the last 10 years, this portfolio, and there's real money behind this, has on an annual basis averaged 18.4% a year over the last 10 years.
Right. And to put that in context, the market basically is flat.
Exactly.
Right. So I know the services you're offering, and the first time I got to tell you, you know, people called me up and they said they read an article about me on your site. I think you guys have just a wealth of information, and what I appreciate most of all, there's no axe to grind, there's no book to talk up, there's no favorites, it's unemotional, it's unbiased, it's discipline, and I think those are really the secrets of success in the market, Wayne, and then it's up to the individual whether they're going to trade more actively, more slowly, the style that they can get to. What I believe is if the individual can harness their emotions, and that's what you're doing over there, helping them with the screening, I think it's more than half the game, because they could subscribe to different services like yours, see what everyone else likes. Managing the portfolio may be as hard as portfolio selection.
I couldn't agree more.
Right. So what I want to do here is just a couple minutes ago in this segment, I always appreciate the time. Wayne, I know you're in the windy city, but the key is what I want you to share is these user groups. I'm not sure how you define them, but they're all over the country. And you bring in speakers and take a couple minutes. It's AAII.com for everybody. It's only $29 a year. And sum up AAII, and on the way out, share again the user groups and maybe where they can get more in touch and find out more.
Well, again, our mission is to provide unbiased investor education geared towards the individual investor so they can become better managers of their own money. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years, and that will continue to be our mission going forward. And one of the ways in which we do that is through our local chapter network, which is about 30 or 40 local chapters spread around the country, run by our tireless volunteers at the grassroots level, that allows the individual investor to come in, meet people that are also interested in investing. So there's that like-minded camaraderie there that you can come in, talk to other people to see what works for them, what doesn't work for them, but then also at the same point in time come in and learn more about investing, and not a sales pitch, but actual investment education through the speakers that our local chapter coordinators bring in.
Right. And so we're going to continue to have you on. I'd love you to continue to run the magnet screens out there. I'm awfully proud of what they're showing. And then I'm going to come back to you, Wayne. I shared with the group before you came on. I'm now starting to blend some forensic accounting and corporate governance with magnet. There's a new acronym. Very powerful. I'm very pleased to share it because we need to bring some trust back into the market, and we so much appreciate your time, Wayne. Have a great time. Happy, healthy new year, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you very much, Jordan. Same to you, and I look forward to being back in the future.
All righty. Well, we'll certainly have you back. It's Wayne Thorpe from AAII, the American Association of Individual Investors. Go to the site. It's AAII.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Magnet Investing after this.
market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
Alrighty, and welcome back to Magna Investing. Let me kind of tie all this together because I think that this is just an opportunity most people don't understand. And I don't want folks sitting on the sidelines looking in on the outside and then jumping in at precisely the wrong time. So let me get to what I'm thinking about. I have a slide that shows the 10-year rolling return of the stock market, 10-year rolling averages. And it's an amazing slide. If you don't have it, I think you should see it, and I want you to actually look at it. When they asked Ron Barron this morning, I talked to you in the beginning of the show about Ron being on CNBC, they said to him, what inning, if this is in fact a new stock market rally, if this is actually market coming alive, what inning are we in right now? And he said, we're not even in the first inning. And I think they weren't even able to follow up with the question because they were simply shocked. And he talked about people coming out of the woodwork right now talking about buying gold, people talking about buying bonds right now, and the fact is that was an absolutely phenomenally great trade 8 years ago. And if you want to jump on a 8-year trend that's getting unanimous at this stage, meaning there's no one even arguing that these aren't good places to be anymore, the trend is your friend right up to the end. And the end happens when there's a crowd at the battery, when everyone's talking the same thing. And all I could say is that Ron talks about the valuation. If you take a step further, if you go one step further, you say, okay, if the broad market looks like this, what about the best of the best? What about the tip of the bell curve? What about the companies with the absolute highest profit margin acceleration? And folks, if you own your own business, you could talk about EBITDA, you could talk about eyeballs to the website, but what is more important than cash flow? There's probably nothing to a business that's more important. What if your cash flow is accelerating and your company is actually still too small for the largest funds to buy you? It's where the individual has the opportunity to go in, say for $10,000, $50,000, or even for $1 million to go in and put the money in on individual companies that actually quantitatively, almost three-dimensionally, jump off of a screen. And you know what? None of these companies are immune to going down. None of them, by the way, are immune to anything, which is why Wayne's talking about diversification. I handle that whole discussion in my last book, The Magnet Method of Investing. If you haven't read both the books, you ought to turn the dial and listen to something else, because I think you'd be wasting your time. I talk about getting all the knowledge you can, getting all the experience you can, and that doesn't mean follow me and do what I do. It simply means follow yourself and figure out how to become comfortable in your own skin and recognizing, as Ron Barron talked about, if you only were investing since 1960 in the bond market, you've lost, listen to this, you've lost 90% of your purchasing power. A dollar is only worth 10 cents right now. If you've been doing it going back to the 40s, your dollar is now worth 5 cents. So maybe you've never lost a nickel in the bond market. Maybe you've never had a bond default. Try and go buy something with the money that you put in the bond market years ago. There's really, your purchasing power is what has been destroyed. Now, one other thing I want to talk about, the unemotional side, the quantitative side. I, being a mathematician, know that my foot fits directly in my mouth. So I don't want to overtalk who I am, what I do. If you go to the AAII website and you type in Jordan Kimmel, there's a number of articles, and as they run the screen, they point out the screen that they're using only allows a few stocks per month in, so it's volatile, but it also has the number one return over the last 3 years, the number two return over the last 10 years, and I believe now the number three return since inception, and this again is 24% since 98. This is during a market that's done 1%. So again, this is not what my clients receive. My clients will always play hockey. They'll always tell me, yes, you could buy this stock. No, you can't buy that stock. Yes, you could buy now. No, you can't buy then. That's why I got away from retail years ago. The good news, and I'll share it again, we're working right now towards getting my new fund launched, an opportunity for everybody to just passively follow along, get updates and find out how your portfolio is doing, but let me do the hard work for you. This is not hard work for me. This is frankly something I love to do. If you think of yourself as a detective and you have a screen as powerful as Magnet is, well, you're going to find some of the up-and-coming winners if you have the ability to manage your emotions and not let the emotion side get to you. So let me just say, as we go towards this year, we're wondering who's going to win the election, who's going to win this. But, you know, I notice on my screen today, and I don't give out any names on this show, but here's a stock that's involved in new microalgae for the health market. Well, what's happening? Its stock is accelerating their revenues. Funds have barely gotten in there. Oh, and by the way, the stock is up 37% today alone. This is a stock that just came alive a few months ago. This is what Magnet Investing is all about. It doesn't mean that all stocks do well, because that absolutely isn't the case. The case is, if you can harness your emotions, if you can only screen out all but the best of stocks and then unemotionally manage that portfolio, folks, I don't think you'll have to worry about who the president is or who the next Fed chief is. All you want to do is surround yourself by magnets. You'll have all you need to give away. As we go to the break here, I want to say that in the technology that's coming out, obviously mobile applications, the bandwidth is increasing, and I'll share, I'm talking with the senior leadership over at Voice America to help and to move Magnet Investing onto internet television. We have a lot of things planned. The Voice America group is one of the most innovative, and powerful platforms in the country, so I'm proud to be part of it. I want to thank Justin the engineer. I want to thank our guest, Wayne Thorpe from American Association of individual investors. For some reason, folks, magnetinvesting.com is not coming up today, but I'll talk with the engineers, find out why. Go to magnetinvesting.com. Join us next week. Have a great week ahead. We'll see you then. Bye now.
The Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magnet Investing. Right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.